How many persons here, this is your first time attending an event like this, a japa retreat? Okay. How's it going? Good? How many have already chanted 16 rounds? How many have already chanted 32 rounds? I'm looking at Shyam Sundar. So far, how many? 35. If you are unable to complete 64 rounds, no problem. But many have experienced, I came just because I wanted to see what it was like. It was one man, you know, anyway, without all the anecdotes. 64 rounds, and he kept going and said, I've never experienced anything like this in my life. For 15 years I've been around ISKCON, and I've never been able to chant more than 4 rounds a day. I thought, let me come and give it a try. And then, never experienced anything like that. And I was thinking, wow. And then, because I started being the doer. He understood. And he tried to get back and couldn't get back. And then he just threw his hands up. Been around ISKCON for a couple of decades and had never chanted more than 4 rounds a day. And he ended up well more than 64 rounds and flying with the Holy Name. He may never experience that again in his life. Who knows? I mean, maybe he will the next time he comes. But be ready for whatever Krishna wants, right? Whatever Krishna wants, that's what we're ready for. It's going to be different for everybody. So we'll have some sharing later. A couple of important messages. I meant to speak it yesterday. Mona Vrata. Was that spoken already? No? Mona Vrata. Vrata means vow. Mona means you speak the holy name, but the other kinds of, you know, sound vibrations, just observe Mona Vrata. It does two things. It helps everybody around you be focused. It helps you be focused. Or there's no distraction. Hearing somebody having conversation near you, and you just, it's the name. And you'll find it will help you concentrate. A few other things. You had a good experience with the Sankalpa exercise that Guru Bhakti took you through? Yes? Remember it, stay with it. Even the mind wants to go, because the mind wants to go. Try to stay with the Sankalpa, because that's something that's inside. You decided, not somebody decided for you. That's important. As far as possible, stay within the temple room. If you have to get up and walk around, that's fine. And you'll find, coming back in the temple room, It's many of us, many of you householders, don't have the opportunity to come together and chant in the Association of Devotees. Stay in the Association of Devotees and keep your seatbelt on. Be ready for anything. Krishna will take you. And in the Association of Devotees, the sound vibration is very elevating. We'll be in front of the deities. So if you take for Krishna's pleasure, because the deity form and the name form and the swarup of Krishna, they're all the same. We stay focused on the name, but you may... I remember Badahari's wife, Kosharupa, said in Chicago, I attended many japa retreats before. This first time is in front of the deities, and this was really special. Remember her sharing like that? Whatever helps you sit next to somebody that's absorbed and not too loud so you can hear your own chanting. Take some resource that will help you, and we'll have some sharing at the end. Just some two appreciations, and I'll move on to the morning topic. And it's going to hopefully be short. I don't know any other place other than Vrindavan, there may be, where the deities are dressed so nicely, and particularly, you may not know this, but the one that does all the decoration on the face of the deities is our temple president here, Shyamasundara Prabhu. He's expert. And Rasa, you can have a conversation with him and see if he's willing to come. There's going to be a deity worship workshop or something like that after the Memorial Day weekend. Many of you go to Soto Sangha and you go to here and there. After that, in Gidanagari, there's going to be a 10-day workshop that will teach you how to worship your deity. And the global deity worship minister, the North American deity worship minister, and one of their assistants is going to be there as presenters. And if you really want to know, I mean, maybe you can't do it. It's going to be recorded, right? Not recorded? That's a mistake. Because some people can't go. Pass it on. And pass it on, you know, I don't know if Shyamasundara can go for some part of it and teach that. They probably know how to teach that, but... Okay. The topic for this morning is the ear conquers the mind, at least can. Generally, the mind rules. The mind rules the intelligent, the mind rules. I'm in charge. Mind doesn't want to give up. I'm in charge. But we're going to hear some nice instructions about from Bhaktisiddhanta primarily, but others. How? There's a science. So we're going to be chanting a lot. This may be a resource that will help you. The ear can conquer the distracted mind. So we're going to go back to our theme verse here. We'll chant together. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikano Quintvadarat Anudinam Kalushaiva Jushtam Sadhi Kramat Bhavatitad Garamulahantri. You've seen the same. This is Adarat, is the carefully chanting message, part two. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, or ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. This is an image of Bhaktisiddhanta. Particularly, he's known by what you see at his left hand. Many writings, very erudite, very elevated, prolific in the printing of his teachings and the scriptural teachings. That's more particularly what he is known for. At the same time, in his other hand is his bead bag, and astounding is he chanted the same number of rounds every day for a long stretch of several years as Haridas Thakur. When you do the math, and if we chant 16 rounds in 2 hours, it takes 24 hours to chant the number of rounds he chanted. So he must have chanted more quickly than 16 rounds in 2 hours. For years. He demonstrated that he was on the platform of someone who's beyond worldly calculation, beyond the Varnashram system. But he took sannyas on the order of his spiritual master and his father to preach, and so he preached, but he had that, he had the capacity, he had the taste, he had nama rasa, and he gives teachings of how to get there. So I'm going to read a few passages from his teachings on this topic. First, just some general ones about the hearing process is essential. It's where everything begins. Without shravana, there is no kirtana. First shravana, then kirtana. Another. Unless accompanied by shravana, any attempt to perform kirtana must be material. Repeated hearing gives rise to kirtana and smarana. By hearing kirtana, one begins to perform kirtana, and performing kirtana, smarana of Hari Katha awakens. But don't forget the shravana part. And now comes really wonderful instruction. The name of the Lord and the Lord himself are not two separate entities, but one. When the sound of the holy name passes over the lips, the conditioned sense of hearing and the conditioned consciousness initially process the sound as if it were material, and that is how it is perceived. As a result, only the external ear hears. That's where we are. Paragraph. Since the other senses and the mind, which is the collector of sensory experience, are envious of the ear, which they consider to be an equal partner, the result is that such chanting does not affect the cleansing of anarthas, building upon things that we discussed earlier. The obstacle is our anarthas. We mentioned it yesterday evening. Hearing can overcome that. So here's how. We do not have the capacity even to theoretically know that the name and the Lord of the name are one. We've been saying it over and over again. But who has the real, our conditioned capacity doesn't permit. It's not possible to understand. We can accept it, but it's not possible to fully understand it. But here's how. Yet, just as piercing of the ear is one of the Vedic rites for a young child, when our spiritual ear has been pierced by the holy name, the other senses give up their envy of the auditory sense. They no longer quibble with the ear, which alone can perceive transcendental sound. Then the flood of prema pours forth from all the spiritual senses and cleanses away all the contamination of opposition and malice. Raga, dvesha, samutena, dvandva, mohena, bharata, malice. Our attitude, negative attitude toward Krishna that brought us here. And it's something that lingers like a foul odor But when the ear hears attentively, just like this fellow that, you know, something happened and he was just hearing, and he said, I was like flying in the sky. I was like riding above the waves. I wasn't in the waves, I was above the waves. I don't know how to describe it. He was hearing. He was carried by the name to another place. To our Western audience, I call it the place of higher consciousness. And he had shelter of the name, so he stayed there until false ego stood up and said, hey, I'm the door. So hearing. Thereafter, the Lord's beautiful form, qualities, associates, and pastimes are revealed in the name himself and experienced by the chanter as something quite distinct from his previous experiences in the mundane world. Then the kinds of worries and distractions of the mind that are typical of the conditioned living entity cannot remain. Next paragraph. When we learn to hear as we chant, the opportunity to remember Krishna will automatically arise. So there's a nice tip in how to improve our chanting. Hearing. Just like Rupa Goswami's verse, that one of my favorite, this introductory verse to his Vidugdha Madhava, how much nectar the two syllables have produced, who can say? So there's the tongue, and there's the ear, and then there's the heart. Something that I have done for like stretches of time, for a first couple of rounds, focus on that verse, of the first part of the verse, the tongue, and carefully, not like try to experience the nectar through the tongue, but focus on the sound, producing the sound, and then hear. Because you can't produce the sound stunned, or vice versa. Same, what Rupa Goswami is teaching, Bhaktisiddhanta is expanding. Two more from Bhaktisiddhanta, then we'll go to Srila Prabhupada. The mind and body are upadis, or external casings. The soul is actually free from all this. Our soul has to be set free from external contamination. All perishable values require to be eliminated. Then we can see that we have devotion. We are devotees. Transcendental sound will be the agency. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has told us to place our reliance solely on the name of Hari. The transcendental sound has got the potency to regulate our other senses. Singular focus. One more. The kirtana of Hari is the constant and natural function of all the facilities of the jiva. In its constitutional state, free from all affinities with this changeable world. That is because the absolute truth is identical with Hari. Hari has to be served exclusively, constantly, and by all the facilities of the soul. The only function of the voice is to chant the Kirtan of a Hari, which is identical with and inseparable from the simultaneous service of Hari by all the other senses. One who does not employ his voice constantly and exclusively in chanting has no access to the service of Hari by any other faculty. So I'm going to show you some of the repeated images that I've been... I'm showing it again because persons shared with me after, during our japa retreats, this image stayed with them. We're, distracted by the reflection. And we're to pay attention to that which casts the reflection, or to the source of everything, the absolute truth, and our access to that is through the name. There's Rupa Goswami's verse again. I referred to it just now. And our awakening of Namarasa is our opportunity. It's through the process of hearing. The ear can conquer the mind, the distracted mind. Take shelter there in the hearing process. And here's Srila Prabhupada speaking the same words as we heard from Bhaktisiddhanta. This is a letter, 1967, to Ballabhi Dasi. While chanting Hare Krishna, you should always feel the presence of Krishna in person. And as soon as you remember Krishna in person, you can remember also about his talks with Arjuna. If you cannot remember Krishna in person, then you should try to hear attentively the word Krishna, Hare, as you go on chanting. So there's the doorway, the hearing, and then everything else follows. The senses, the mind, everything follows. So the hearing attentively and pronounce carefully, there, you can't separate them. To pronounce carefully, to monitor it, you have to hear attentively. And you hear attentively and you got it. At least the doorway. You move through the doorway into that sacred place. The Shuddhanam sacred place. You're moving into that space. However, if the mind doesn't want to listen, the ear doesn't want to listen, stop thinking, start hearing these same messages again. Don't space out, hear. Just surrender to the sound vibration of the holy name. That's you, the self, surrendering. Please just hear. Hear. Here. We'll have a lot of opportunity for that the next several hours. Remember, I showed you this image, one devotee that their experience from the japa retreat with all of this sent me this image. I'm sorry, I'm out of service, I'm broken, I don't work. Krishna. That's okay. It doesn't matter. I'm here for you. Just hear me. And I edited it a little bit. I'm broken. I don't know if I can be repaired. That's okay. I accept you as you are. Just hear me. This is the mercy. factor. The giver of the name is, of course, it's in the scripture. It's not before Lord Chaitanya, there was no chanting of the name. It's eternal. The chanting of the name is in all the yugas. It's especially effective in this age, and it's especially effective because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to deliver people of the age of Kali to the highest position, which in other yugas it's rare to be found, the Braja Prem. But I'm not qualified. It's okay. Take it anyways. I'm broken. I'm this disturbed, you know, yada, yada, yada person. It's okay. Krishna accepts us just here. Sometimes devotees have this like, shh, and sometimes devotees have this without anecdotes. You know, we don't know. But stay with Krishna anyways. Stay with the sound and hear the sound. And that's the means for deliverance from everything that's temporary and into the realm of the eternal. So that's a good signal to end. We'll end there. So have a nice journey. And remember Monavrata, a good test. As soon as we're done, don't have conversation. And we'll be back again sometime, whatever the schedule says. We're back again for sharing. Guru Bhakti, you're here? Guru Bhakti's not here. There's a session for persons that are not going to be able to or are not planning to complete 64 rounds. And she, Sevapriya here? Srangatakur here? They're all busy. Okay. There's going to be a little gathering, and what I was told is the Goswami room. So that was announced? Was that spoken about? Everybody knows. Okay, it's in the schedule, but where's the place that's back that way? Near Tulsi House. You'll find it if you want. Happy journey. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.